Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the show, and the Dodgers winning the World Series. And now the yeah, but crowd is like, well, yeah, but they won, but they only played 60 games, so it's an asterisk. We will debunk the bullcrap going around by the uneducated fan that this championship is somehow lessened. In fact, we will point out in great detail here, think of this as a educational hour on why the Dodgers winning the championship this year is more impressive than your average baseball season. We'll explain, and we will do it here in hour number three right now. Ready to rain on your parade. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, as we spread the gospel of sport on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. We do thank you for spending time with us. It's a big story as the baseball season has come to an end, and the Dodgers are the champions of the World Series. They have won their first title since Kirk Gibson hit that home run in Game 1 of the World Series, and Mickey Hatcher and Steve Sachs and all those Dodgers of years gone by, and the many generations of Dodgers, all the first-round stars, the rookie stars who were drafted, most of them high, Mike Piazza wasn't, but they had this run of rookies of the year in the 90s. They had Raul Mondesi, Eric Karras, Mike Piazza, and all those guys. They didn't win. They had a period with a veteran group in the early 2000s, and they made the playoffs a few times. They didn't win. And more recently, the Dodgers have had consistently good playoff teams. They've made the World Series. They played a couple of teams that cheated, and they ended up losing. So now the Dodgers win. Corey Seager named the MVP, a dramatic win. Dodgers were down 1-0 until the sixth inning. And what has happened? Do you know what has happened in the hours since the World Series has gone down? There's an old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. So winning the World Series is a great accomplishment. Everyone that started the baseball season was hoping to win the World Series. Even the Marlins made the playoffs. So I think you know where I'm going with this. So the Dodgers, who are still soaked in the haze of winning the World Series, and they're already being poked at the haters' ball, as there are some out there screaming up to the heavens, there should be an asterisk next to the 2020 baseball season. You must give this title an asterisk. All right, because it's a 60-game season and all that. So let us discuss. The question is very simple. It's sports talk radio. It's not brain surgery. Is the Los Angeles Dodgers 2020 championship lessened because of the truncated season, and does it then need an asterisk? All right. It'll need an asterisk when pigs fly, right? When you see pigs flying around, at that point, I will say there needs to be an asterisk. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So I've got Nick Saban, Mark Twain, and the big picture. All right. Nick Saban, Mark Twain, and the big picture. Never before in the history of sports radio have Nick Saban and Mark Twain been used together, but they will be in this Maller monologue. So, first of all, if you look at this objectively, and who's more objective about sports controversy than the overnight blowhard gas bag? One of my nicknames is Gas Bag Man, superhero, Gas Bag Man. So, the 2020 Major League Baseball season, which is now kaput, done, finito, and all that stuff, was the most difficult championship to win in many years. Now, it was different, but that doesn't mean an asterisk different. You know what needs an asterisk? The 2017 season. So let me know when you put that asterisk next to a team that cheated. I mean, to imagine people are that stupid that they're saying that Dodgers need an asterisk. Well, we just had, within the last 5 years, back-to-back World Series teams that cheated, but the Astros blatantly in-your-face cheating, and who's saying put an asterisk on that? I'm pretty confident that if Manfred doesn't have the balls to put an asterisk on the Astros cheating, he's certainly not going to do it on the Dodgers this season. But the reason, and I'm going to give you some facts. You might not be able to handle the facts, but I'm going to give you the facts. Okay, and I'm going to keep this very simple and concise. So the 60-game season meant that you could not play passively. It's one of my problems with baseball. Baseball players have been hardwired to slowly work themselves into the regular season. That early baseball games, when it's a normal year in late March and early April, yeah, you lose a few, it doesn't matter. It's a long, elongated season. It's not that big a deal, right? And you don't have to play with any kind of pep in your step. But this season was different. You had to play with urgency. There needed to be a level of consistency. Otherwise, you were not even guaranteed of making the playoffs. Even though they added more teams to the playoffs, if you had one or two bad weeks, 1 week you're in trouble, 2 weeks you could be buried. The season's only a couple of months. Now, the Dodgers happen to be the best team in baseball from alpha to omega, from soup to nuts. They had the curse of high expectations. Now, what does Nick Saban always say about media attention and people pumping you up and pumping you air into your balloon? That's rat poison, right? That's rat poison. But every baseball pundit said the Dodgers were supposed to win the World Series. Did the Dodgers stop and smell themselves after all those stories were put online? No, they kept grinding. And this was not your traditional baseball marathon. It was a sprint. It was different. And everyone was playing. Here's the key thing. Everyone was playing under the same set of rules. It wasn't like a different set of rules for the Red Sox or the Twins as opposed to the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. They were all playing by the same set of rules. It wasn't a slanted playing field in favor of Team X. It was not. Now, secondly, the Major League Baseball postseason. This is the other part of this whole asterisk conversation. The Major League Baseball postseason is so much different than the other sports. And so let me help out the uneducated fan, the troublemakers, the rubes, the hillbillies. Never argue with stupid people. You know who said that? Mark Twain. Mark Twain, you never argue with stupid people because they're going to drag you down, right? We all know this quote. They're going to drag you down to their level and they're going to beat you with experience. But the baseball playoffs, my entire life, one of my great complaints has been crapshoot. Crapshoot. If baseball was like the NBA, the Dodgers, at this point, they've been in the playoffs 8 years in a row. They've been the top team probably five of those 8 years going into the postseason. They would have four championships, or at least three championships, if it was like the NBA. But unlike the NBA and the NFL, for that matter, where typically the most talented teams, they have their thumb on the scale. All right, for years now, it's different in the NFL, but the top two seeds got a bye. Now only the top seed gets a bye. But you get a bye, you're pretty set to go to the Super Bowl, right? You get one less game, home games all the way through the playoffs. It's tilted in your direction. Basketball, it's a little different in basketball. It's a little more tricky. But baseball is risky business because of randomness, the randomness of baseball. It is set up that way. It lends itself to the fluke. Baseball in the postseason lends itself to variance. It's like throwing darts at a dartboard. And in the case of the Dodgers and these idiots that are saying, oh, put an asterisk on it. You know, listen, there's no asterisk. As we said, the 2017 Astros didn't have an asterisk. They cheated. The Dodgers didn't cheat. Even a blind chicken finds a kernel of corn now and again, right? At some point. But wait, there's more. Major League Baseball this year changed the playoff format. Right? They did. There were more teams in. The Dodgers had an extra round to deal with in the postseason that they would not have had to play. That wild card round, the Dodgers would have not had to worry about that. So they had an extra opportunity to plunge into the abyss, and they did not take a bite of the poisonous apple. They didn't do it. Every extra game, in this case an extra round, means there is more chance that you are going to implode. And it didn't happen. Major League Baseball opened its doors to 16 teams. That's too many. They let them in, and the Dodgers had a rocky road. Now, they did play the Brewers, who sucked, tied with the Astros for the worst record ever to make the postseason, baseball history, losing team. But then after that, the Dodgers had to play what I believe was the top team in the National League this year, the Padres. And then they had to play the team that was kicking everyone's ass up until that point in the playoffs, the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves had them. They had them, a chokehold on them, and they were ready to put them in a body bag, Atlanta, and they couldn't finish it off.
And those are the second and third most talented teams in the National League. There's no debate on that. The Padres and Braves are the second, third top teams in the National League. They had to play them in the postseason. And the Braves were up 3-1 in that series, and they blew it with their top two pitchers. And in the World Series, the Dodgers played who? The American League's number one seed, the gimmicky Tampa Bay Rays. Plus, but wait, there's more. There was another obstacle. No days off. Typically, in the World Series, there were days off. But getting to the World Series, the divisional round and the league championship round, you can slow your movement with the pitching staff because you know you're going to have a day off pretty much every couple of days. You get a day off in the divisional round and the league championship round, travel days. So the fact that there were no days off raises the stakes. Now, unlike the NBA, right? Now, I said the NBA championship was legit. It just wasn't impressive. But unlike the NBA, where fans influence calls, the big advantage, what is the big advantage in baseball? If you're a baseball person, you know this. The big advantage in baseball when you're at home is not even the fans. It's that you get to bat last, right? So if you're trailing, you get the last chance. And if you score more runs than the other team in the ninth inning of a tie game or a one-run deficit and you score two runs, you win the game, they don't get another bat. That is the big ace in the hole for teams on the road in baseball. And even though they played the World Series and the postseason in neutral sites, that element was not different. That was a hurdle that was still on the course. They didn't take that hurdle off the course. It was still there. And so that's another reason this is not an asterisk. Now, final thought on this. You have the micro and the macro when it comes to the asterisk conversation. Now, some knuckleheads are nitpicking and kicking the shins of the Dodgers and all this, the asterisk crowd. But that's only short term. All right, my theory on this is that when you look at the big picture, people years from now are not going to remember much of this. They're going to remember the Dodgers won. They might remember it's a 60-game season. But let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. And this is only the sixth title for the Dodgers. I don't count Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn's championship, just like I didn't count the Minnesota championships for the Lakers. The L.A. Dodgers, when they moved from Brooklyn in the late 1950s and that whole deal, we don't count the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers. That's Brooklyn's championship. That's New York's. L.A. has everything after that in the late 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and all that. And now here we are in the 2020 year. Now, the question I have is, how much longer does this go? Is this the defining moment and is this it? Is this the end of it? Have the Dodgers, now that they've won the World Series, they'll just become another good but not great team? They're still going to have big-name players, and they'll still be a good team, but is this the last one that they win? Is it one and done? And the Dodgers have a birthright to win the National League West, certainly in these recent years. The Padres, as they say in poker, are on the come, right? The Padres are on the come, but the Giants and Rockies are a hot mess. The Diamondbacks are mediocre. This victory, though, this guarantees one thing. The Dodgers are not the Buffalo Bills of baseball, which is what some of you knuckleheads were trying to throw out there. Now, that's good. That's the good news. You want to hear the bad news? The bad news is now you are officially the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s, because that Braves team made the playoffs just about every year with Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz, and they won one championship. So for you not to be compared to the Atlanta Braves, you got to win a second championship to avoid the stigma of being compared to the Atlanta Braves, who were an underachieving team because they only won one World Series with three Hall of Fame pitchers in their rotation. So you got to win another one. Now, of course, the story would be much different. The narrative would be much different if only the 2017 World Series had gone to the team that didn't cheat, the Dodgers, which was stolen away by a pack of bums from Houston. And instead of just saying, well, maybe they'll win one more, we'd be saying, okay, now they can win a third, and at what point does the whole dynasty word come into play here? Can't have that conversation now because Rob Manfred's a dummy. So, anyway. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to talk about any of that, it is all fair game here. You can join the conversation at 877-99 on Fox. We'll run through a bunch of your riveting phone calls. Riveting phone calls. People have been asking for a newbie night. Maybe we should do a newbie night. You want to do a newbie night tomorrow on the show? Is that enough time to promote newbie night? Have some new callers call up on the show. Later this hour, we will have Too Much or Not Enough and Cooking with Roberto. And are you sober enough, Roberto, for Cooking with Roberto? You think you'll be able to pull this off here?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you can defer if you want to another night.
I think I'm going to defer.
Okay, so we will not have Cooking with Roberto. My man Roberto's feeling...
Yeah, I'm still celebrating.
I know. I don't want you to... Yeah. Roberto, he really enjoyed the trip.
I had something I was gonna, and I didn't get to.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was busy today.
There's no problem. There's no problem at all. I'm fine with that. I'm flexible. We can do it. We'll give you some time tomorrow.
Yeah, at least I made it to work today.
That's good.
Unlike other people.
I understand. There's some people did not. I don't know who wouldn't show up to work. I mean, God. All right. Anyway, straight ahead. We'll take your calls.
Oh.
What are you saying? No.
just trying to think of who you were talking about.
I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, a Major League Baseball shocker. Is it on the horizon? It's the next thing. Now that the World Series is over, wait till you hear who could be back in baseball as soon as by the end of next week, if not this week. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you following the voice of this show on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He would do Cooking with Roberto, but he's too drunk. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Feel for how, what?
And live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Yeah, Eddie, we don't say drunk. That sounds bad. Management could be listening. He's schnockered. How about that? He's schnockered.
Bingo.
He's... feeling no pain.
It's going to continue until I get home and finally pass out and go to sleep.
If he was a ball, he would be a fireball. You see what I did there?
Bingo.
Thank you. All right. I told you, Roberto. I said, I did tell Roberto if you wanted to call in sick, I said you could call in sick. I'm no harm.
I was going to, but I got to do it really early, like right when I wake up.
You weren't sure.
I can't do it right when the game is over, right? It's like,
that's too late.
I can't go to work now, you know? Like, no, so.
I want you to know, though, in the history of Fox Sports Radio, we have had employees within an hour of the start of a show decide not to show up.
I wouldn't feel good with myself if I did something like that.
Well, you're a respectful, hardworking human being. We've had other people in the past that, let's just say, were enjoying some bathtub gin and decided not to show up at the last minute.
I'm thinking I might get COVID later today. I'm not going to come in the rest of the weekend.
I understand. Okay. Boy, there. As we predicted, the panic peddlers are having a field day with this Justin Turner story.
Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers winning the World Series is like, that's secondary. It's Justin Turner tested positive for COVID. He had to come out of the game. And, oh, my God, what a horrible thing and all this stuff. Dodgers win marred by Justin Turner returning to celebrate. That's one of the headlines here.
Yeah, I saw
it.
Yeah.
Do you feel – that was at Nightingale, the fearmonger Bob Nightingale over in the USA Today. I know Bob. Bad job by him. Jeez.
I just saw Mookie Betts had to say, you know what, he's our teammate. We – just win the championship, wouldn't win without him. Like, that's it. Like, what's so wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, plus they've been sharing a locker room
exactly,
and a dugout.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest here. They got it. They already got it. But, geez. Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. So the media gets to have their field day and flog the dead horse. David writes in from Pennsylvania. He's the guy that sent you the Fry Daddy, Roberto. That's David.
Thank you so much for that, man. I love it.
He plays the lottery a ton.
He says, if the Rays had won, you would agree with me, Ben, but it makes you happy, so be it. And he's saying that the season was a scam, that 60 games is not a real season. He said it right here.
The Rays would have won today if Blake Snell would have been left in the game. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God for Kevin Cash.
The Maller scale of panic, Roberto, was at a 12. 1 to 10, it was at a 12, the way they were hitting. I said this.
I was at a 9. I was at a 9.
I have seen this show before. Turtling up, right? Turtling up, afraid of the moment, brain freeze, all of that stuff. We call it the tight tuchus syndrome. It was an embarrassing effort by the Dodger offense. They were confused. They looked intimidated by the moment.
I'm not playing unless I get mine.
They were falling right into the evil plan of the Dodger hater. They were playing the role of artist, choke artist. And then, as we said earlier, manna from heaven, Kevin Cash saved the day. He saved the day, and he hit the panic button like one of those game show buzzers. He hit the panic button, and then that was it.
Blake Snell, 9 Ks, 2 hits, but third time through the lineup. I mean, we can't have him do that again.
I know. All right, let's go to the phones. Legally Blind Brett, Buongiorno, is in Southern California.
Buongiorno, Big Ben,
racist.
Roberto Garcia, all of Dodger
Who?
Nation, viva los Dodgers, 2020
racist.
World Series champion.
Racist.
So, been too long, Ben. Been way too long.
You just called up the other day. What are you talking about? I just talked to you the other day. Oh, you're talking about the championship of the Dodgers? Yeah, they've been pushovers. I agree with you.
Championship.
It's nice they actually manned up a little bit and didn't fall apart. Turn out to be child's play like they normally have been in these games. So, yeah. Anyway, what do you got? Is that it?
We should have won in 17, but you've discussed that before earlier.
Nobody actually won in 2017. The commissioner of baseball is too big a coward to put an asterisk on it, but nobody actually won.
I want to say a little word for Alex Wood, because Alex Wood was the one guy who smelled a rat, and he was the one guy who was smart enough to see what the Astros were up to in 2017.
Yeah.
And he was able to outsmart them and shut them out and be the only pitcher to beat the Astros the entire postseason in 2017. And he got rewarded for it this year. He got rewarded for it this year when he came in and pitched those 2 shutout innings tonight when the Catman couldn't get it done and they needed some help. And he got the bullpen going, and the bullpen was unhittable after Alex Wood came in and pitched those 2 shutout innings after not pitching hardly at all for God knows how long. So,
yeah, and Wood,
thank
Wood
you
was,
Wood.
Was a good job by him. He showed the Wood. He gave him the Wood. He did. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you.
But Ben.
What?
Like, I was thinking about my mom. I was thinking about my dad. I was thinking about all my family and friends and all that. Who were you thinking about when the Dodgers won? Like, be honest, be a human being for a little bit, and just share with the audience.
After they won, I was thinking of
was
my
thinking
dog.
About Ben Maller.
No, I was thinking of my dog Bella, who was pawing at my leg because Bella thought was ending.
I had a very emotional moment with my guy dog Pryor after we won. It was pretty awesome. But
I didn't get emotional. I didn't get. It's nice
really?
That I'm. I did not.
Come
no.
on, man.
Well, you want me to lie? Okay, I was a ball of tears. I can lie to you if that makes a better story. No, I was happy they won.
Cried.
I mean, it doesn't.
I
mean, I'm happy they won. It doesn't change it doesn't change my life. I don't get any more money. They don't give me a ring. There's no parade, so I can't go to that. And I have to still do the show whether they win or lose. So it doesn't really matter. I still have to come in here. My life doesn't change that much. Now I can brag more. I can walk around like a peacock, and I like doing that. So I'll be happy about that. And I'm grateful that they won. And I remember watching the World Series years ago, in '88 with my family and all that. But I didn't get all verklempt. All right, thank you, Brett. It's the Ben.
I cried.
You did? Well, yeah. there were reasons that you were. you were drinking your sorrows of past failures away.
Yeah, exactly. all the money I spent on these losers back in the day.
I know.
They finally reward me with something.
some of those past Dodger teams that were gutless pukes, and I couldn't get it done. And finally, they found a team that could put the puzzle pieces together. It's amazing, and they actually played with some composure. And shocking. Shocking.
Good to see.
Too bad they didn't do it when you guys could go see it in person.
That's not really helpful, Cool.
Yeah, come on.
It's not really helpful.
No, I mean, it sucks. Like,
Yeah. But I probably would have been there anyways. I'm still paying for 2017.
Well, you're still paying off the 2017 World Series tickets. <You're> still. Now, how much fan gear is Roberto going to get? I'm guessing hat, shirts. What else?
Hats, shirts. I'm going to get
underwear.
Underwear. I'm going to get the hat with the championship logo trophy on it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good.
Championship patch.
Oh, you get the
maybe
patch.
$200 maybe.
$300
stuff.
Bucks.
So the money you saved on tickets can now go to merchandise.
Exactly.
They'll all get it in the end.
Exactly.
They'll get in your pocket one way or another. They'll get in your wallet.
Bingo.
I don't know if I'm going to buy any of this. I might buy a hat. I'm a hat guy. I'm the Mad Hatter. Maybe I'll get a hat.
I got to get the championship t-shirt, man. Come on.
No, I don't need a t-shirt. I'm good with the t-shirt. I don't need that. I like the replica rip-off ring they give out the year after. I hope they have giveaways if fans can attend games.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio. So a couple stories here that caught my attention. One of them involves the cheaters, the two cheaters of Major League Baseball past. The guys actually got punished. A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora. Well, now that the World Series is over, they're allowed back to get employment in Major League Baseball. And there was a story out, well, what's baseball going to do? Are they going to issue some more punishment and not allow them to work? Well, apparently baseball has decided they have no plans to give any additional punishment to A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora for their roles in the Astros 2017 sign-stealing, cheating scandal. And both those guys are expected to interview for managerial jobs around Major League Baseball. And an unnamed baseball executive telling The Athletic that he would be surprised that the Red Sox, he is surprised that the Red Sox are considering a reunion with Alex Cora. This has been a rumor going around the Boston media. And this unnamed executive said, I was really shocked when I saw that even Boston would be interested in bringing Cora back so soon. It's almost like an ownership group. They didn't think he did anything wrong. And it was almost like they were like, go sit in the corner for 15 minutes and we'll bring you back. That's what it sounds like. And it's hard to argue with that. And Alex Cora's got the gift of gab, right? He's very good with the media. The media guys like him, and so he's got a lot of cheerleaders that like, bring him back. It's a good quote. Alex Cora's a good quote, good soundbite. Why not? Bring him back. What the hell? If that's going to happen, I would think that's going to happen very soon. We'll see how many jobs he interviews for. The White Sox also mentioned as a possibility for Alex Cora. Let's go back to the phones.
Racist.
And we'll say hello to David, who's in Southern California. Hello, David, in the San Gabriel Valley of West Covina. Hello, David.
Yeah, Ben, I tried to call you last night to tell you the Dodgers were going to win it in six, and Corey Seager was going to be the MVP.
Well, it doesn't count because you didn't tell me.
Well, I know that, but I knew it in my bones.
Well, you shouldn't have called me. You should have made a road trip to Vegas and put a bet down is what you should have done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like driving out to Vegas. But,
you know when I like driving to Vegas? When I'm guaranteed to win money. You said you guaranteed the Dodgers were going to win Game 6, and Seager was going to be the MVP, and it was a pretty wide-open MVP race. Seager was in the running with Kershaw. There was that sentimental give Kershaw the World Series MVP because of the fact that he pitched okay and he had sucked in years past. And there was the Mookie Betts contingent because he made those great defensive plays, although his offensive numbers were overall not great. They were average.
You know what? The Dodgers almost lost it in this game, but they took out Blake Snell, and I was shocked when they took him out.
Yeah, everyone was shocked. The only one that wasn't gobsmacked was the guy that did it, the manager, Kevin Cash, who's a dum-dum, is what he is, right? He's got what a horrible baseball move. The fact that the average fan's like, no, no, what are you doing? You know it's a bad sign when the other team is having an orgasm because you're taking the starting pitcher out of the game. You know that you've probably made the wrong decision.
There was no doubt about that. They made a big mistake taking him out. Because to be honest with you, if I know that if they had lost the game, there's no. I mean, who cares about stats if you're going to lose this game?
Well, exactly. All right, I got to go. Thank you, David. I appreciate that. David, there's the "I told you so" guy. Even though he didn't get on the air, he said, "I told you."
I told you. I told you yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I did not think they were going to win. I thought they was going to a game seven. And I was looking good at the beginning of the sixth inning. I was looking pretty good that it was heading that way. Joe is in North Carolina, and Joe is next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, you know, your quote about Casey Stengel reminded me of the 1956 World Series where Don Larson pitched a perfect game. Can you imagine Casey Stengel coming in the fifth inning and taking Don Larson out? I mean, shouldn't a manager or a coach have some idea when his player is playing above average or below average and use some judgment?
Yeah, I think it's called feel of the game, right? Don't they call that feel of the game? And,
yeah.
And you know, you can look at all the granular data you want, and that's great, but you do have to trust your players, right? You have to believe, like, the whole premise of sports, right, Joe, since we grew up, is that you overachieve, and that's the great heroic story in sport, when you overcome the odds and you have a tremendous performance. Now, you're right. Yeah, Don Larson, they would have taken him out when he got to 75 pitches, if that was the fourth inning or whatever. You think of all the great playoff starts: Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, Madison Bumgarner with the Giants. It's like, no, we got to take him out. He's reached his quota. So dumb.
Yeah, analytics is a tool, and the judgment of a manager after they are observing their players all year long, they should know when someone's hot and when they're not.
Yeah, no, listen, you're preaching to the choir. I'm right there. It's like perseverance, right? That's a big thing. Perseverance, you keep working, you keep going, and you're able to play better or overcome a situation where normally in the regular season you wouldn't. Like, I thought that was always the way this was working. Like, in the playoffs, you're supposed to do what you didn't do in the regular season, right? You're supposed to step your performance up to a higher level, but it seems like no. All right, for a lot of these teams, no. Straight ahead for us, because no cooking with Roberto, he's a little too schnockered. So we will have Too Much or Not Enough. You want to play Too Much or Not Enough? It's a radio game show. It's very simple. It's so simple, we had a guy sleeping that won the game. I'm not kidding. We had a person call up Hollering James, Snoring James from Minnesota, who was fast asleep during the entire game, and depending on whether he snored loudly or was quiet, that was the answer, and he won the game. It's that simple. So call right now, 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Only a few rare birds are able to listen to all 4 hours of the Ben Maller Show live overnight, but thanks to podcasting, you have no excuse to miss a second of our unorthodox chatter. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It's quick, painless, and a noise management. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
All right, too much or not enough every single week at about this time. A little later than normal. Normally it's Cooking with Roberto, but Cooking with Roberto will return at its regularly scheduled time next week. Let's meet our contestant right now. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. How about Blind Scott, who's going to play the game? Hello, Blind Scott.
Hey, congratulations. You've been a loser ever since I've known you. So in celebration, I sent you an email about how big you are and how you can't ride a bicycle.
No, I can ride a bicycle. I'm not as big. Wow. You're blind, what? Scott. You don't know how big. I've lost weight, blind Scott.
It says if you're more than 220, you can't ride a bike. I sent you the article, and I also sent you one about Zoom that says.
No, I've ridden bikes. I have a bike. It has flat tires, so I haven't ridden it.
I weigh more than 220. I can ride a bike, blind Scott.
You weigh more than 220?
Yeah, 225.
You eat too much food. Hey, I sent you an article about how you look like an ogre on Zoom, too.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And you're on Instagram, blind Scott. I didn't know Instagram was for blind people. I thought it's only for booty models, so you could check out booty models. I don't know. You can't really get the full benefit of that, right, Scott?
I put on a social media influencer. It's blind_Boston, and I'm up to big things on there, so follow me. But let's get to the game now. Let's do it.
All right. Don't dilly-dally. Don't waste time. No grab ass. Here we go. Question number one, golden ticket on the line. There are only three pitchers born outside the United States with more strikeouts in the postseason than Julio Urias. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
All right, blind Scott's going to go not enough. Let's see, is he right? No, it's wrong. You got it wrong, blind Scott.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know how to answer that. That was a trick question. You know, did Roberto write that? That was worded terribly, you know?
No, the answer is too much. Only Orlando El Duque Hernandez in 2000 had more than Urias with 29 strikeouts here this postseason. Here we go. Question number two. Corey Seager becoming the sixth player ever to win both the LCS and the World Series MVP honors. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough, and I'm excited about The Bachelorette. There's going to be a big thing that comes out where she leaves the show coming up next week.
Well, thank you for that. That's right. Seager is the eighth player to win both the LCS and World Series MVP. Only the sixth shortstop to win it. The last, I believe, was Edgar Renteria.
That is correct.
With the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, question number three. The Los Angeles Rams. You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. The Rams have won 19 straight games when leading at halftime. Is that too much or not enough?
It's not enough.
All right, is it Scott right? Blind Scott? That's right. They've won 29 straight. You're one away from the win. The longest active streak in the NFL.
Too much. The next one's too much.
So I don't even need to give the question?
No. Too much.
All right, hold on a second. Matthew Stafford just threw his second game-winning touchdown with no time on the clock. Only three other quarterbacks have done that twice. Is that too much or not enough? Too much?
Too much, yeah.
All right, let's find out. Did blind Scott get it right and win the game?
Oh, man.
No, you got it right.
That's how dude, I'm all about profitability. That's why I'm so good in the stock market. I answered
No, stop. That weed stock you gave me is a penny stock now. Don't start with that.
Yeah, but you got to play to win, man. You got to get 40
Tim Couch.
Stocks.
Tim Couch is the other one. You play to win.
Because I've got a golden
You got made out of money over here?
Yeah.
Blind Scott, it isn't a car. You won a golden ticket. Congratulations. Woohoo!